Mr. Gordon Kentrees and Jackson Haldane, 29 Loads of Freight, new album Grit. The new album Grit is getting out there, and you can probably get a hold of it because Gordy Kentrees is in town and he'll set you up with it. Believe it or not, after 548 concerts in 11 countries since he got together with Jackson there in 2014, he's back in Anchorage now. And I just stopped myself right there when I said 548 shows since 2014. Kind of stopped me in my tracks, and I thought, Gordy, seriously? 548 shows?
Well, it's 550 now.
Yeah.
So we gotta keep that updated, you know?
You're not a road warrior so much as you're just so comfortable on the road that you probably look back and go, wow, 548? I had no idea.
Well, these days, actually, I've slowed down quite a lot in the last 3 years in particular. And I still go out and do 20 concerts in a row and come home, but for longer periods in between, I'm not out for 3 months in a row, which is really nice. So even though there are a lot of shows, we, you know, sometimes play two a day and pack them all in, but I'm spending a lot more time at home, which is kind of wonderful.
Gordy Kentrees is a singer-songwriter from Whitehorse, visiting Anchorage regularly, and he's got a new CD that is coming out called Grit that features Jackson Haldane. We'll find out a little bit more about how he connected with Jackson, what this project is all about, and more. But I had several questions that were rolling through my brain, and then you posted something that just wrecked it all because I see how active you are. So on Facebook, Gordy's posting. Let me just tell you what he says.
Well, it's a robot, actually. It's not even me. I haven't even looked today.
No. This is all you.
I don't know,
Lauren. This is stuff you do.
I haven't seen you in a while, and I don't know if you're allowed to drink on the air. But if that's what's happening here, I'm okay with that, Lauren.
This is coffee.
But that is
coffee.
This
is coffee.
Well, yeah, okay.
And I'm seeing a plate of pizza with eggs on it, and that, again, stopped me in my tracks. And I said, okay, that just wrecked my mind. Is that really the breakfast you had today?
That is the breakfast I had today.
Pizza and eggs.
Well, you know, I thought, you know, there's only one real good way to get to a start on this day, and that was with pizza, eggs, and salsa, you know?
Crushing the eggs and salsa, skiing at Government Peaks Park, some yoga, so a little quick run outside, a couple new songs written, and then off to the radio interviews.
Well, I had a nap too. My robot didn't mention that, but I actually had a nap for an hour, which is what you do when you're on tour and you're older and you don't have children and a family around you to keep you awake in the daytime.
You actually schedule the naps too.
I get so excited about going on tour so I can nap. So there's a nap every day happening on this tour as well.
Gordy's got some performances coming up this week, including a Wednesday show at Studio 2200 out off of DeArmond. You're playing Chair 5 on Thursday, Alice's Champagne Palace on Friday, and then racing on back up to the middle of the state with a show at Talkeetna's Sheldon Arts Hangar on Saturday night. But you're here now, so let's share some music. What do you got going for us?
Oh, I'm going to think I'm going to hit you with a road song.
Appropriately.
Because, you know, 15 hours on the road. With a couple of moose from Whitehorse to here, and I crawled into bed last night, and boom, there was an earthquake, and we don't get those back home. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and I thought, man, I'm just so glad I'm going to sleep, and there's only one earthquake. And I started thinking about what I did when I was here in this town last, and I can't remember what I did. It's been too long. I think it's been 3 years, but this song comes to mind. Staring up from the ditch, small moments pass me by, and I heard the snowplow truck driver ask if I was all right. I said, no, it's the 48th day in a row, and I was thinking about going home. Why do you ask anyway? 'Cause you're the closest reason to death that I've seen. You circled me, nearly hit a tree, kissed a logging truck, and you didn't even bleed. Hey, thanks, man, do you got a phone? I could really use it to call her home and just say it, even though it's too late. Time winds down like a flicker from an old film screen. Just a wasted moment for me. Words don't slip when they used to be free. Just another wasted moment for me. I could hardly breathe when she looked down at me and said, "Did you see that, Tim? Never ever jumped a fence before." I said, "Yeah, he sure put me to the test," when I kicked him in his chest and wondered if that horse had any more. Well, he sure as shit did buck you off, and I heard your spleen crawl inside your cough, and that air you used to breathe, I bet you did enjoy it. Hey, thanks, lady, do you got a phone? I could really use it to call her home and just say it, even though it's too late. Paint won't dry when it's raining outside. Just another wasted moment for me. Never bring whiskey to work with Lauren. He'll drink it all in his coffee. In the corner of my mouth on an early day drive, I saw the hand of the man that plays guitar in my band. His teeth were clenched white, his larynx was tight, and the sounds he made that day weren't the kind I wanted. So he pulled that van to the shoulder, I held my brother a little closer, and I watched life through his eyes go whistling by. He said, "Thanks, Gordy, I almost died. Can I use your phone to call her home and just say it, even though it's too late? Tone won't come when your tubes are all done. Just a wasted moment for me." Never bring whiskey to a band meeting. Just another wasted moment for me. I used to have a band. I'm solo now here in Alaska. Never bring whiskey to a band meeting. Just another wasted moment for me.
It's Gordy Tentrees live in studio, coming to us from Whitehorse with a big 12-hour drive and a guitar in hand and ready for some shows to entertain us. Always looking forward to Gordy Tentrees because of the stories he tells. And we were talking, and the roads he travels, and those two things obviously go together. For the years of traveling on the road, you think of yourself as a young man traveling on the road as a singer-songwriter, and it's exciting. It's bold. You're having a good time. You're partying. Then you get to the midsection, you think, wait a minute, I've been there, done that. And then I go on to another section. We were talking, Tim and I, earlier. It's the young man who keeps trying to recapture the past that turns into the alcoholic. It's the guy who knows where he's living now that turns into an even better singer-songwriter. And I think your space in Whitehorse has given you
I have been drinking since I woke up this morning and eating pizza with eggs. And I've only had to do a couple drives. So I'm feeling pretty good about all that stuff that you just talked about, Lauren. And that was a lot of the stuff you just shared with us. About how you feel about that. I feel like I'm 12, and I have to curb that a lot. My wife and kids keep me grounded, and they keep me in line and remind me that I am indeed 43. It happens. Before you know it, you're 43. Just like that. So
they're there, kind of keeping you on the young side, rather.
Totally.
Than...
And I've got it's great. Traveling is different for me now. We're not up every night, all night long. And there's a part of that that's fun, and lots of it if you want to do that. But then, you got to be able to do it the next day, get up and get it up for the audience, And you can't do that every time. You got a cloud over your head. So I'm enjoying being, more of a sober touring musician than I ever have, which is really wonderful, actually. It's quite a high in itself.
So the new project, Grit, is taking the actual experiences from the road and trying to recreate a good, real live sound on this album. It was recorded a little differently.
It was recorded live over five nights in nice listening rooms in Western Canada with myself and the other guy I play with, Jackson Haldane. We've been touring around a lot as a duo, and other than that, me as a solo act. And we wanted to capture what we do live. And one thing that we kept hearing was, how real and raw and gritty it was. And I thought, the title of the record was staring us in the face, really. And a lot of these tunes that are on this record, most of them have one common thing, which is the ability to overcome adversity, which I think You know, I hope my kids have. They grow up and have a bit of grit, or learn what that is, and they're able to overcome stuff. So when they become adults, it's not so difficult for them. So it's a part of, I think, being a parent. I'm thinking about my kids and the grit I hope they get from my time with them, and then also the songs and the characters that are involved in all these songs that we wrote for the record.
Yeah, Junior stuck out in a bit like that as a reminder of what it's like to be an artist on the road.
Yeah,
the road.
Totally. And there's you just get to a point where you know, for me, I realize, you know, more than I ever have. I'm having way more fun than I've ever had because I've gotten back to remembering why I did this in the first place.
See, I think it's a been there, done that, and you're comfy now.
Yeah.
Meaning anybody would be.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I did this, you know, because it felt great. And it always feels great. And the more I do it, also I find that I'm just getting way more comfortable at just being myself on and off the stage. Not that I ever wasn't, but, you know, as you get older, you just care less about a lot of things you used to. And
the glances no longer even
settle in on your eyes. You're just...
They go right past you.
For me, I think just trying to acknowledge my, you know, how I really am, and being honest about it in front of people all the time has been the best part.
What you got for us next? I'd love to hear some more music for our little car concert on the way home for those who are driving in the snow, which is coming down a little further... a little harder now. Yeah,
right.
Look at that.
It is coming down. I'm going to try something a little different here. This is an unrecorded tune. It's never been performed live on the radio, and it goes like this. Round one, knew my fate from the age of eight. Done at 24, knocked at every door. Father fought a few, uncle swung two. Poker face boy through the old one too. Shake the sting off a leather mat. Learn right away how to run and hit. Learn right away how to run and hit. Slip with a glass of water on your head. Jab back and forth till your arm is dead. Tuck that chin, half of you to hit. Work both legs, skip, skip, skip. Breathe that smell, dig from the well. Even Willie Pep never quit at the bell. Even Willie Pep never quit at the bell. Even Willie Pep. Willie Pep. Even Willie Pep. Even Willie Pep never quit at the bell. Round two, drop that stool, find that groove and stick and move. Slip away from a southpaw stance, never give the power hand half a chance. Hit below the belt, beat to the punch. Bangers, boxers, take out the lunch. Bangers, boxers, take out the lunch. Cut off the ring, never fall flat foot. Straight right hand, always beat a hook. Move to the sound, James Brown. Kept me up round after round. Up to the scratch, never come in late. Hit like a heavyweight at 168. Hit like a heavy at 168. Hit like a heavy. Hit like a heavy. Hit like a heavy. Hit like a heavy at 168. Three slip, shuffle, and weave. Cassius made us all believe. Black, white, Mexican, it don't matter. Ding, ding, ding. 210, 160, 17, 33. Everybody take a ringside seat. Everybody take a ringside seat. Everybody. You can dream big, you can dream tall, whatever it be, never keep it small. Big Smoke City, Cabbage Town, Golden Glove, pound for pound. Kill a big kill, punch drunk, swing, become a folk singer, get out of the ring. Become a folk singer, get out of the ring, become a folk singer. Become a folk singer. Become a folk singer. Become a folk singer, get out of the ring.
Coming out of the snowy roads, Gordy Tentry's live in studio. Thanks for coming, Gordy. We got ourselves a couple of folk singers in town over the next couple of weeks. Mr. Steve Poltz also here. You're buddies with Steve.
Well,
Well, you're familiar with Steve.
I love Steve. I love Steve. I love Steve. But, you know, he's pretending he's an American this week because he has dual citizenship. But I know the truth. I know that he's really a Canadian in disguise. So he also has no friends like me, and he's very shy. So if you're listening in and going, who is Steve Poltz? Just go check him out online. Go see all his shows.
Hard to get him to sing, so yeah, you might have to prod him on just a bit.
He's a little shy, but he's worth putting some time into. You know what I mean? He needs some friends.
Well, it's kind of fun when you come into a town and you just bump into folks that you know, and coming to Anchorage in January and having Steve here, it must have been just kind of a neat coincidence.
It was bizarre. It's fun. Ironically, I actually bought my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, two tickets to a show and a dinner certificate to his concert in Ontario last Sunday night, and at a place I knew who was playing that I played, and they went to the show, and I looked at a schedule, and I was trying to find out where he's playing for them as a Christmas gift to some family members, and then I saw he was in Alaska the same time I was, and I thought, that's ridiculous, you know, like, I thought we were friends, and we should talk more, but, you know, I don't think he really likes me, but I like him. And I'm going to keep supporting him, you know?
Yeah, you take all the experiences, you spin it into music. Who knows what it's going to come out to next as far as the next song goes. Steve could be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And he could be in trouble.
He could be.
He could be very
He could
very
be out
alone.
There alone right now listening in, all alone on this snowy road out here. And he has no friends, so go see his show. Seriously, folks, it's not, I'm making light of this, but I'm serious. He doesn't have any friends, and he has to keep moving really fast.
Gordy's got a few shows. Gordy's got some shows coming up. He's once again going to be performing down in Homer. He's going to be coming on up to Talkeetna, so that'll likely be on the way back home. Whitehorse is just, you know, parallel to Palmer. It's just a little right turn
just
at Palmer,
One road, eh?
Just one road, it is, you know? And that's what I love about living up here and living in the Yukon. It's just one road. You don't need to make too many decisions, and maybe that's why we have so much fun, us Northerners, because we don't have a ton of decisions in our heads that have to be sorted out.
Yeah, when you have one road, you know, there's just, you know, that's all you can really do. You can turn around and take it the other way if you want, but...
Well, Gordy Tentrees always puts everything that's been going on in his life or anybody's life into song, and that is showing up on the new CD called Grit, which is... Now, is this officially released? Is it coming out?
Comes out March 2nd.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's still
worldwide on March 2nd, and I'll have copies with me this week.
And that's a way you can connect with Gordy's music. It's the same kind of experience you get when you see him live.
Yeah, so you just... Basically, what you have to do is everybody pick up their phone... Go to tentrees.ca, find out where I'm playing, and then turn your phone off and go to a show. Turn your phone off and go to a show. That happens after you turn the phone on and find the show.
Yeah, find the show, turn off the phone. Don't bring the phone into the show. Did I say that right?
You got it.
I think I may have.
It's alcohol.
It's the coffee. It's getting to me. It's very caffeinated.
You're doing great.
Very caffeinated.
Great.
Thank you. It's all about the beans. What do you got for us for the song that'll take us close to the top of the hour? We got about 8 minutes left. We got plenty of time.
Well, this is a song I wrote for my daughter that came from my son telling her that she has two daddies and it's okay to have two daddies, and I'm the one that feeds her. You got two daddies and one's out back, trying to keep it straight on a trainless track. You can call her mommy if you'd like to. She ain't never giving up when it comes to you. We'll just hold you till you can too. So put on your shoe. It's a mean old world. Put on your shoe. For boys and girls, put on your shoe. You're born to lose. Don't ever give in. Put on your shoe. Well, you got so much going against you. The color of your skin, residential school. All our friends try to do their best. to believe in you unlike the rest. We'll just hold you till you can too, so put on your toque. It's a mean old world, put on your toque. For boys and girls, put on your toque. You're born to lose, don't ever give in, put on your toque. Lucky Lake is where we found you. You brush those ears and your teeth too. My baby's got a baby, not all is lost. We both know this is your last stop. We'll just hold you till you can too. So put on your coat. It's a mean old world. Put on your coat. For boys and girls, put on your coat. You're born. Don't ever give in, put on your coat. Blackjack blues, it's a mean old world. Blackjack blues for boys and girls. Blackjack blues, you're born to lose. Don't ever give in, blackjack blues.
Something for the car concert on the way home. It's Gordy Chentries live in studio at 90.3 KNBA. We're working our way into the evening. You gotta play somewhere tonight.
You're going
to a house concert.
I am.
And evidently, now your robot says it's evidently some kind of naked show, and that's why we put plastic on the seats here today.
Okay. So I felt instantly comfortable coming in here naked, you know. I wasn't so comfortable outside in the parking lot in the snow, but now I am, and I'm going to try to get back out into my vehicle and continue on naked down the road.
Glad security understood.
This
too.
Private naked house concert. But tomorrow is a public, fully dressed, fully clothed concert at Studio 2200 here in Anchorage and nowhere else. It starts at 7:30. My good friend Melissa Mitchell is going to make the stage sound really great, and I hope to do the same when I get on it after, and I'd love to see some friends out.
Pretty much normal conversation with Gordy. It's like, yeah, come to the show. Bring your clothes. Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
The traveling that you do, you hit a lot of small towns. I want to touch on one more song, if you could, if you're into talking about craft beards and man buns.
And
I see that maybe that's something that has crept into our lives through big urban cities. I don't see it so much necessarily in the small areas, but has the experience of the big city just started to turn you into a grumpier old man? What about those millennials?
Well, I'm just here to help them, give them some sage advice as an old man, you know?
That's our
job.
That
was part of the reason, just to have everyone check themselves. You know, there may be parts of our next generation coming up that may want to just have a little double check. And that tune is obviously very deep and very meaningful. And if you want to hear the story behind it, I highly suggest you get a ticket to one of these fabulous shows, including the one tomorrow at Studio 2200 in Anchorage, ladies and gentlemen.
That's where you learn it all. Learn it all correctly. Or just make it up on your own after you hear Gordy's words himself. So that's the way you do it, folks. You get out on the town, you be on the road system, and you take all those experiences and you spin it into something fun for yourself. I'd love to hear one more song for the drive home. On the tip of our show here, we've got a few more minutes. The World Cafe is coming up next at the top of the hour here. We've got also on a Tuesday, Dead or Alive at 8, and Echoes coming up tonight at 10. Always good to have guests in studio, especially when they bring guitars and harmonicas. You probably carry those everywhere, though.
here's the title track from my last record. It's called Less Is More.
I
out of bed half dead to a goose egg and bacon spread. Chocolate Duval haze, you're so far away. Shifty Poet's Loft, Eindhoven to Geldrop. Lost between the sheets, these lines fell over me. Less is more, sorry babe, I'm rolling in the hay. The Van Zandt and Gaucher, between the daylight and the dark, to live is to fly. Christmas in paradise, waiting round to die. For the sake of the song, I ain't got no home. If I needed you, false from true. Time has snapped, lost in a flash. Melody is free, just not for me. Fixing to cook, lines with hooks. Words are cast, some tend to last. Less is more, sorry babe, I'm rolling in the hay. The Van Zandt and Gaucher, between the daylight and the dark, to live is to fly. Christmas in paradise, waiting round to die. For the sake of the song, I ain't got no home. If I needed you, from true.
Live in studio with Gordy Tentrees. Couple of shows coming up this week. You got the clothing optional show tonight, which somebody's heading towards right now thinking, really? Is that serious? Well, that's up to you. Wednesday night, Studio 2200 house concert. Learn more about Gordy's travels. Thursday down at Chair 5 in Girdwood. Friday at Alice's in Homer. And Saturday at Talkeetna at the Sheldon Arts Hangar. Busy guy, but having fun. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.
We'll head on into the evening and the World Cafe. It's coming up next.
For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.